Oh, legendary souls. My name is Joff, and I assist legends take their power back. And this one is about taking your breath back. We live in an experience where shortness of breath is quite common, especially in the Western cultures. And beta frequency, which you can do a little bit of research in if you're not too familiar with what that is, long story short, is it's a fast pace. It's a fight or flight. It's not necessarily the present moment. This is quite common. And that's what this message is about. I speak about the breath often, let's be honest. I'm a big breath guy. I love sharing the breath. I'm out here with Mother Gaia right now. And it's just kind of thunderbolted in. It's like, talk about the breath once more, please, Joffy boy. And that's the thing with these messages is that, I don't know, lately I've been talking about it a fair bit. I mean, I've been talking about it for years, son. But lately the average is like every five. Oh, yeah, averaging over all of them, it'd be like way every 20 or some shit. I don't know. You could check that out. I'm just looking at trees right now. I'm not too sure the correct statistics of the breathwork messages, but it's a powerful thing, man. It's take your breath back, take your power back, and live in the present moment. That's a beautiful saying. Whoa, I just dropped my phone. What did I just say? Take your breath back, take your power back, and live in the present moment. Wow. It's like a bumper sticker. I love it. It's probably too long to be the name of the message, but it's a big message. I highly recommend writing that down. And it's like a mantra in itself. Take your breath back, take your power back, and live in the present moment. Because, I mean, that's what a lot of people are actually seeking. What are people chasing? They're chasing the present moment. They want to be present. And that's why there's so much doing, there's so much action, there's so much exhaustion, there's so much talking even, and there's not much being. Because in the being is the breathing. A powerful message, this one, ladies and gentlemen, and the legends out there. And that's why we're going to go on a little bit of a journey here to take your power back to a whole new level. Whole new level. Yeah, look, and that's the thing is, take or leave anything I say, and remember that do not let any of my messages put you into lack. You're perfect the way you are. The way you're navigating this experience is magnificent. Well done. To actually get here as well, because this is high frequency stuff right here. And to actually get here, it means you're doing the internal work and raising your frequency so that you overflow that beautiful love frequency. Your beautiful breath, your beautiful breathing frequency to other legends out there, which does so much for them. You know, by you holding space for others, it does so much for them. And that's the thing, is that it overflows for you to lead by example for them, to be like, hey, you don't need to talk as much. Even with, if there's difficult experiences going on, you don't even actually have to, you know, it's good to talk, obviously. Sometimes people over-talk and they, you know, in the over-talking comes the non-healing, and sometimes it's good to talk, yes, but then go to nature, go to Mother Gaia, or just spend time alone and breathe and heal it. Feel it to heal it. You guys would have heard that. Anyway, we're talking about the breath here, and we're talking about ways to get into your breath. All right, now let's go. Do you have a shortness of breath right now? Breathe in. I'm going to breathe in as well. No comparison to mine, but just breathe in, and you are the, you know, you're the one that can tell you if you have a shortness of breath. Let's breathe. It's always a great idea to breathe slightly deeper than normal every day. Why not? 5 or 10 of them. Because when you breathe slightly deeper than normal, you're not only healing, but you're You're flying. You're bringing in beautiful oxygen energy. Especially if you're out in Mother Gaia in a clean oxygen frequency. The trees, they emit such a beautiful frequency. It's actually magnificent. And do some science, you know, do some science. Do some research if you like the science aspect of it, what the trees actually do. The wind, it's just blowing right now, and it's oxygizing, whatever, that's a word. It's oxygizing my lungs right now as I see a couple of butterflies. And that's why I'm talking about this in the respect of, in the denser population, the denser environment, such as the city, such as the denser suburbs, such as even a household in the middle of nowhere where no one's pausing and stopping and everyone's talking. It promotes shortness of breath. It is what it is. That's all right. However, if you'd like to breathe deeper and get into your frequency and to, you know, not necessarily chase the present moment and be in the present moment, it's a great idea to be in your breath. Because when you're in your breath, you're being. And I believe that you're where you're meant to be when you're breathing and you're being. Naturally. And that's why I've never spoken about air purifiers on my podcast. And I highly suggest to look into the science if you want to know the science. If you just trust me, then maybe just, you know, search up air purifiers and see what they do. But the air purifiers brings in a pure, clean energy, which allows your lungs to breathe in that pure, clean energy to also purify the energy of the house. Because sometimes we could bring some negative energy home from wherever we are. And even sage, you know, you sage that frequency and that energy, you can use some fans to air it out. That's one way to purify the energy. And there's another way in the air purifiers, and they're so powerful. You know, you can have one for the main household or one for your room as well. You can do whatever you want. That's why I always suggest to invest in yourself. Same as with the water filter. It's a separate podcast, but water filters is a great idea. Let's say, it's a great idea to invest in yourself. Look after yourself, because then you overflow that love frequency, that love energy, that positive energy, that truthful energy, that being energy for everyone. Because when you're flying, those around you naturally fly because they're in your slipstream. Like I've said before, if you're in a high vibrational frequency, if you're flying and happy, then you're leaving a slipstream for the others around you. And yeah, if your environment is negative and it's kind of there's not much breathing taking place, well, then that's the slipstream that you're going to be in. And it's up to you to kind of get out of that slipstream and to be in your power and be in your breath. Yeah, environment is a big thing. It's just a great idea to observe your environment. Sometimes if you're in a bigger, busy environment, observe your environment and get into your frequency, get into your energy. And create space, create time to go to nature, create those moments of peace to breathe, to be. Take your breath back. Take your power back. Live in the present moment. A powerful message of how important the breath is. You know, people, there's a lot of breath work, you know, facilitators and teachers and all that kind of stuff. And they're breathing for a reason. They're sharing powerful, beautiful messages, and big respect to all of the legends that take others on breathing journeys. But the thing is with them is that they are showing you that you can do it. You don't need them, just as you don't need me. You are the guru of your experience. You are the guide of your experience. I mean, there's many guides around you. We're all mirrors. And it's a great idea to take on that advice and to actually do it and to practice it and not necessarily rely on the other. Like I talk about the breath often, and I empower you to do it, to practice it. It's a great reminder, however. I know that. I'm aware of that. However, you know, you don't need the breathwork facilitator. You can be the breathwork facilitator to your friends and family, to other legends out there. Legends, I encourage you to breathe. Take some time for yourself and overflow that beautiful, beautiful calm frequency. Because in the calmness is power. And in the power is love. And love is the most powerful thing that exists. Love for thyself, love for thy other. A little bit of breathing to finish this one. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Last little bit of wisdom here is I would highly suggest to not compare your experience to anyone else. Everyone's at unique moments and stages in their experience. Therefore, you know, comparing your breath to my breath, irrelevant, doesn't actually exist. I would highly suggest to focus on your breath. Don't compare to anyone else. It's like goes with everything in life. Yeah, we're all here to inspire one another and encourage one another. Not to be like, oh, I'm better than you or you're better than me. Well, that's some bullshit right there. Just be you. Just do you. If others are more advanced in other areas, allow it to inspire you to improve it if that resonates. Otherwise, just clap it and encourage the legend for the work that they've done on themselves. That'll do this one here with an open mind and an open heart. Anything is possible. Oh, yeah, and before I finish this bad boy, please feel free to share this with someone you feel it can benefit. And check out levelup111.com for high vibrational awareness and beautiful teachings of love and positivity. With an open mind and an open heart, anything is possible. Peace and love to you all.